what they really want. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. Folks around here will remember the launch of the Big Ten Network on cable television a few years ago and all of the challenges a startup network faces. Clearances, sponsorships, and becoming relevant. The latest college addition to the landscape, the Longhorn Network, faces all of that and brought a focus to one of the things that it and other cable providers covet, being able to bring high school games into our living rooms and taking what's a local product national. The Longhorn Network raised all kinds of red flags with its programming strategy since it was a college-affiliated channel. It was felt that being able to pick up high school games would allow it to cover events featuring potential University of Texas recruits and giving the school a leg up in the recruiting wars. ESPN, the driving force behind the Longhorn Network, says the focus on potential recruits was overstated. Baloney. From the get-go, the Alphabet Letter Network has manufactured national-scale games and turned them into a fix for fans looking for where their next high-profile recruits are coming from, and having absolutely no regard for the local nature of the games, turning everything into a three-ring circus from the minute they show up. It reminds me of the evolution of national made-for-television college games during the regular season, which became the catalyst for the arms race in what was once called educational athletics at that level. Now, the creation of cable television networks for colleges and conferences is dramatically changing the landscape and creating mega conferences. The conversation about showing high school games on college-branded channels got to the point to where the NCAA convened a meeting of its leadership and the leadership of the conference and college television networks in Indianapolis a few weeks ago. The high school community was well represented with the National Federation of State High School Associations in attendance. When all the cards were played, the networks admitted to their focus of featuring only the best high school teams and players. And even though you had folks from the Pac-12 and Big Ten saying they would not be broadcasting high school content, well, I still have a newspaper clipping from Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney saying Big Ten teams would never play football games on Friday nights. In other words, I'll believe it when I don't see it happen. In the case of the Big Ten, that horse has already been let out of the barn on the Friday night thing, and it'll never get put back. The potential here to high school sports is that schools being covered by these college networks will put these games on an unhealthy pedestal. One only needs to look at Hoover High and MTV as a good example. It will bring more pressure to bear on schools and kids and coaches. It will cause even more school hopping and shopping by kids and families seeking a program where they feel they'll get better exposure as a potential college recruit, as that high school tends to be on television more often. All of the ills the college game has and can't seemingly cure on its own will be forced down the throats of our high school programs. The NCAA prohibited the college-branded networks from broadcasting full-length games for the time being and will be working on a long-term strategy to address the issue during this school year. Let's hope the ban stays in place. The Longhorn Network says the decision won't stop it from showing highlights of high school games as it struggles for clearances, advertising, and relevance. But the lines are pretty clear, and high schools need to dig their heels in to prevent their programs from being prostituted by the colleges and the television networks. Have you gone mobile yet? Check out the new MHSAA mobile app, now available for your iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android device. Visit MHSAA.com for more details. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.